This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Are turning, the nights are drawing in, and that can only mean one thing. It's conference time again. From the shadows of the everlasting hills, or somewhere of that sort, comes our twice yearly potpourri of slumberworthy sermonizing and fallacious fundamentalist faithmongering. But what if the conference fairy godmother came to grant the deepest wishes of liberal Mormons across the Bloggernacle? What if these wishes were manifested in one scintillating talk? And what if that talk was imparted by the old jowly bulldog of the quorum himself? And what if he spat his lyrical flow to some sick beats? Well, the result might sound a little something like this.
I begin tonight with these three brief citations that could blast a crater in their brains forever. Please do not hyperventilate. That is language God uses when he means business. I've had a revelation for our dispensation. It's going out to every nation. I make a special thunderous declaration. God is going to ordain women. He told me in that vision, let it be understood that the priesthood should do good for all our neighborhood. We need to do just what Jesus would without regard to gender. We enjoy the sacred splendor of the Savior's love so tender. God has made a redaction of same-sex attraction. This blessed form of interaction is now divinely mandated, appointed by the Lord's anointed. Good tidings to the brokenhearted. Do not be disappointed. Hear the law of the Lord, the divine design of the Creator, prophets, seers, and revelators. Hear the law of the Lord. The heavens are open. I have spoken. If you feel you are broken, hear the law of the Lord. Carry our burdens, our griefs. Lord, I want to believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Yo tengo faith. It is okay to be gay, for you were born this way. So from today, the Godhead have spoken. The temple doors are open. You should be married man and man, wife and wife. Along the path to eternal life, it shouldn't be too surprising. We're returning all your tithing. The brethren are striving financially to destroy both vanity and social insanity. A triumph, not a tragedy. Much of our scriptural canon is probably fictional, to say nothing of superficial. It may not be technically evil, but unreasonable and unbelievable. This is an honest declaration of doubt. We grab you by the lapels and shout, throw the rascals out. Hear the law of the Lord, the divine design of the Creator, prophets, seers, and revelators. Hear the law of the Lord. The heavens are open. I have spoken. If you feel you are broken, hear the law of the Lord. Carry our burdens, our griefs. Lord, I want to believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.